Testing,
on.
One, two, three.
Testing, testing, nine, ten. The meeting will now come to order. Today is the Planning Commission on Tuesday, November 10th, 2015, and the time is 7 p.m. The first item on our agenda is public comment, and so since there is nobody here, we will close that section. The second item on our agenda is called public hearing. Nobody is here for that, and nobody has signed up for it, so we will close that portion of our agenda. The next is the schedule items, our approval of the minutes from October 13th, 2015, Special Planning Commission meeting. Have you all had an opportunity to review these?
It's not the correct question.
Oh.
Everybody had an opportunity.
I know.
You've taken the opportunity.
Have you? Any questions pertaining to them or any changes?
I have just one or two items. It looked like six people in attendance, but I'm only seeing three people under the votes for item three and item four. So I'm sure we had five votes. I'm just not sure what happened to the other two. Yeah. I think they were unanimous, but I just don't see the other two people. That was items three, four.
Might have been thanks a lot.
I think that was it. Items three and four. That's the only comment I have.
I forgot. Just stunning.
Should have been Councilman Driggs and Councilman Clement, yes?
It's not going to be much longer.
Well, Driggs is on these.
Well, Clement's here. Ask him.
Who is here?
I just got here,
just
right?
Just your body, huh?
I've been working in Alberta today.
One, two, three, four. Anyway, while we're still pondering this, I'd recognize David Driggs as a voting member tonight.
Nope.
No, John Driggs. Driggs. Anyway, John is a voting member tonight. Going back to the minutes.
Yes?
Sorry, I was just wondering, did I do those minutes?
Oh, I don't know.
No, you didn't do these minutes.
So yeah, Colleen was the one.
So we're just going to change, correct who to voting.
Right.
Yeah, there were just three listed, and I'm sure we had five votes. I think it was
unanimous.
They
were unanimous votes.
So are you going to pass that issue?
You had five votes. There were seven people.
No, we have the minutes. Are you going to approve the minutes? Are you going to table it to the next meeting?
I don't know why we wouldn't just approve with that noted.
With the next meeting being in January, I'm just...
Yeah, we need to approve
it. I don't have a problem with it. I just want to make sure we get it on there.
Just whatever the motion you have.
I would entertain a motion to approve with a special change, and I'm putting all the members that voted in each of these motions. If that makes sense. Do I hear a motion?
I mean, not everybody would have voted,
I can make
right?
a motion if you want.
There's
yeah. You're going to have to look. Craig, you were presiding. Was John, he voted? Was he a voting member?
Yes.
David Driggs, he was here. I know he's a voting member. Jeff is a voting member. Mm-hmm. Craig Clement is a voting member. Did you allow Lorianne Spears to be a voting member? Do you remember?
No, that was maybe five.
I don't think we did have Lorianne.
John,
Lorianne was there.
Craig.
I have four listed right now.
There's only four.
John, Craig, then
Lorianne would have been number five.
Yeah. That would have been Lorianne.
Would have been five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I would entertain a motion approving the minutes, but with the addition of these additional two people on items motion C. And it seems to be motion C again, that they were involved in the approval process of it.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Comments?
Comments. Well, let's get a second first.
I'll second.
Okay, comments.
It seems to me like it wouldn't be an imposition just to return it back to our recording secretary and have her verify from the
audio.
From the audio that we're correct. There's no need to rush this. We can table it. In effect, I guess that would be tabling it until.
It would be tabling it. But the problem is, I think when you table something like this, you have 30 days to revisit it. And when there's no meeting in December, your next meeting is in January.
It doesn't matter.
So it by default pass anyway. That's my understanding. If you table minutes, you have, I think it's 30 days to correct them. And we're not meeting in the next 30 days.
Well,
We're not meeting in the next 60 days.
Unless you want to call a special meeting in December to approve minutes.
Do that. I could do that while I'm still active.
I won't fail.
What about just approving them with the comment that they go back through the audio?
You know, there's enough positive that you got three votes.
They passed.
They passed anyway.
That's not like it won't change.
It won't change anything substantially. Just make it more accurate.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Everybody's in favor. Okay, next item is review and action of the 2016 Planning Commission meeting schedule.
Looks good to me.
We took the same schedule and just apply the fourth Tuesday of every month. The only change is in November, where this month there was not a fourth Tuesday after Thanksgiving or the week of Thanksgiving. We typically try to stay away from the week of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. This next year there's a Tuesday the week after Thanksgiving, so we just left it as
sometimes
is.
We've done it the first of December.
Yeah, we've had some special
since
meetings.
Since it's 3 months divided by two.
Yeah, so typically we try to stay out of December, but so this looks like we were able to do that this next year too. So, any questions on the schedule, or any preferences, any changes?
I'd entertain a motion to approve.
I'm gonna get released, man.
For our Planning Commission regular meetings.
Varsity coach.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Comments. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Next one is Chandler.
All right.
Hey.
And it's review and recommendation on the commercial design guidelines.
After the lengthy process we've been through, I think that we're to the point where we're ready to make a recommendation. I think we've gone through this enough that I think everyone's had a chance along the way to voice concerns, share opinions. So tonight it is before you as a review recommendation to the City Council, and at that point the City Council will take the reins and start looking at your recommendations and making modifications, adding their own, until we've received a final document. And at that point there will be another public hearing and they will be finally adopted. So are there any questions on the proposals proposed changes to the design guidelines right as they're stated, what was sent out?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about them.
Is it the ones we're going off of are the ones that Colleen sent out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if there's changes, if I've neglected something, if I've missed something, let's talk about
just
them.
Just a couple of little things.
Okay. I reformatted it a little bit because the formatting on this, and I still want to reformat it more, but it drives me nuts. So it's a living document right now.
Is it hard to read?
I'm not talking format. Thank goodness.
But it's
just a second.
So if you see spelling errors, we'll get them. It's the content that matters tonight.
Yep. And okay. 4.2.1.
Okay.
We still have needs discussion written there.
Oh,
yeah,
do I?
That's what I was looking for.
That should be not there.
4.3.1, same thing.
Okay, just ignore those because we had talked about that, and I believe that the neighborhood. The residential zone doesn't really apply there because there's no neighborhood zone adjacent to
right. The
neighborhood zone. But we talked about the building setbacks on the other two sub-districts as being 45 feet. Is that what's being shown?
Nope.
What's being shown? 30.
30.
Okay. Okay.
On 4.3.2, on 4.4.1,
okay, that one's
it is 45.
But we had talked about, you're right, we had talked about both those zones being 45 feet, correct?
Yes, I think.
That's the way I recall it. So
I think that's right.
But good eye.
Oh, I got a better one that's coming.
Oh, good.
4.1 goes to 45 instead of 30.
4.3.1 will go to 45 instead of 30. Okay. And same thing for 4.4.1.
Yeah.
And then 4.2.1 will stay at 30, but it's really kind of a moot point because there's no adjacent residential neighborhood. Other than, I guess, American Fork City. But the street's wider than 30 feet, so once again, it's a moot point.
All right.
So the better one, let's hear it.
On 4.2.3
okay.
And 4.3.3, there's identical verbiage.
Mm-hmm.
We've got written two places. Height is measured from average finished grade to the top of cornice or parapet for flat roofs, et cetera.
Yeah.
Which in that sense. It's in the middle of the paragraph, and it's at the end of the paragraph.
We're proposing to – I need to just put a strike through that last sentence.
Right.
Because it's being proposed to be moved to the nearer the beginning of the sentence where it flows a little bit better, the verbiage, and it,
yes.
It makes a little bit more sense.
It just wasn't structured.
Okay. No, it wasn't. We'll get that corrected.
On that structure, I thought that we had said that it was the same as residential, and it was, what, 34 feet? Or
35.
There was it wasn't 30, though.
In 4.4.2.
Okay.
Yes, that's the last sentence added on that. Because that's the one that's adjacent to the residential. 4.4.2.
I think they're all showing 30, though.
The next page.
Okay, so the mixed use is showing 30 to maximum height of 40.
Well, there was that gap between the 30
to
maximum
35.
Right, we had the planning kind of already
the
internally
35, right?
30
yeah.
To maximum height. So what it is, right now it's showing a maximum height of 30, but due to setbacks or increases in setbacks, the building may be built up to 50 feet in the two zones that are the mixed-use office retail mm-hmm. in the neighborhood. The one that's adjacent to where the Lexington Heights is and the Charleston is, it's still limited to 30 feet, but up to a maximum height of 40 feet.
That 50 feet, though, is its cornices and decorative stuff.
No, occupied space.
Occupied space.
Okay.
Occupied space. So the height would not be measured. The cornice wouldn't be considered part of that occupied space. It would still be measured up to the mid-rake of a sloped roof, if it was a sloped roof, or the top of a parapet if it was a flat roof. So it could matter on a flat roof.
The particular concern I have okay. here is on 4.4.2.
Okay.
Where we've said 40 feet, and then the last sentence is...
Wait, sorry, 4.4.2 or 4.4.1?
4.4.2.
Structural height.
Structure height.
Okay. Wait.
Well,
I'm sorry. There's another typo
comments.
Here. This one's not.
Right.
Like I said, there's some errors here. So
that's
this
fine.
Needs to just.
That's fine.
So it's the old 4.4.2 you're looking at. There's an insert there that's. Sorry.
Yeah, not the one.
Structure height. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Three or four sentences in, you get up to a maximum height of 40 feet.
Yes.
The last sentence of that paragraph. Section is structures within the mixed-use office subdistrict shall conform to the maximum height standards of the adjacent residential zones. It seems like we've just defined it two ways.
We have.
They're right by each other. I mean, the numbers. If you were to give each other a number, one's 30 to 40, and one's 35. So.
I understand.
I mean, let's make a recommendation, because you're right. That is ambiguous. Let's narrow it down.
Also, the 35 has not been fixed in that paragraph.
35.
Planning commission may increase required setback additional architectural mount in building taller than 35.
That needs to be 30.
That's 30, because remember, 30. We had that 5 foot.
That's
that
5 foot
free zone between 30 and 35.
Okay.
So this should get sent to council in January.
December. We're hoping to send it to them in December.
Right. They have a meeting, don't they?
Yeah, they have meetings. They're required by law to have at least one meeting a month. So we'll send it to them the first meeting in December.
My recommendation, just throwing it out there, is take that last sentence off. If we've defined it down to the foot, how high it's going to be.
Okay. It says that I think this language isn't new. That sentence isn't new. It's found somewhere else in the design guidelines, and we brought it under this code.
Pasted it in.
But it is found there because it is confusing. But it is ambiguous. Let's take it out.
Which sentence?
The last one of 4.4.2.
Red one down there.
Building height.
The red one.
It's found. It's previously in the document. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's 4.1.1b. It says structures within the mixed-use office subdistrict shall conform to the maximum height standards of the adjacent residential neighborhood, the residential zone. That one is struck through, so it'll have been struck through in both instances then.
Yeah.
And then I just have one more.
Let's hear it.
One more little thing. 4.4.2, that same paragraph.
Okay.
It says...
Are we still on structure height?
Yep.
Okay.
One and two-story buildings are permitted, although two-story buildings are encouraged.
Okay.
Are we encouraging two-story over one?
No, it used to say two and three. Two is encouraged. That just didn't get fixed.
Well,
I
take it.
I'm not sure about that. In the other two sub-districts, we do say that. We do say 1 to 3 stories are permitted. 2 is encouraged.
That's correct.
In this zone, we allow 1 to 2 stories. And if you remember, at least my belief, that when the guidelines were written, they were promoting more than single-story buildings. What they're trying to avoid in the commercial district are these one-story strip malls. Exactly. And so they would prefer, in a perfect world, when these guidelines were written, it was written so that the whole thing would look like a two-story...
Jamestown.
Yeah, Jamestown colonial-type look. And
so we really are encouraging two-story.
I think in this instance we're still encouraging two-story because we want to stay away from just... what you see on along roadways.
Yeah.
We're not interested in that kind of
state
development.
Street norm.
That's my belief.
Yeah.
That would be my preference as well, but it's also my belief as to what they were intending when they
Why don't we just drop the first half of this sentence and say two-story buildings are encouraged in order to more fully convey the desired architectural thing.
Well, we want to state what we're permitting.
I think
permitting that, 1 and 2.
That P word, as I brought it before, is a very strong.
It's
very
you've made a strong point that.
But encouraged allows somebody to say, yeah, but I want to put 3 stories in this.
I don't think you.
And I don't have anything in your guidelines that says you can't.
Particularly if it has 3,000.
Did you shoot that?
3,000 might be a slight exaggeration. Okay, then I'm good. Okay. I'm actually good with the way it's written.
Okay, I'm aware that there's some typos and some...
Typos, spacing...
Yeah, we're working
formatting,
on it.
That's...
Working on it.
I didn't have anything else.
And this is going to get a good look over with the council, so I think we're in good hands.
Jeff.
If we are highlighting in red everything that changed, you may want to go back to the table of contents.
True.
And just highlight in red the new 4.2.2, 4.3.2, and 4.4.2 maximum density. Okay. That's a whole new section for city council to think about.
That's a good suggestion.
And then the only other item I had, I still don't see the map.
We don't have. We're working on an official map, so we just came up with something very not technical. So, but this is what I think we settled on the last time we were discussing it. You see that it's not labeled. I'll put this together really fast. What we're going to do is, with the rezoning that we did a couple months ago, we're in need of redrawing our city maps or city zoning maps anyway. So, we need to get with Bowen and Collins and Associates and work with them on redoing that. So, But this is the property in question is really the city's 9 acres on the south end on how the mixed use and the neighborhood zones, subzones would blend down into the city's property. So this is my interpretation of what we had discussed. I know Jeff, yours had another dog leg taking into account the American Sport home there.
It was just to get us started.
So. And it was. But I those were the two proposals, and I thought this was the one that we had kind of settled on. Now, there's not a – one thing I wanted to bring up was there's not a distance that we've declared there.
Right.
Do we want to suggest a distance there?
What distance did you put in here?
It's roughly the equivalent of two lots.
Down here?
Yeah, two lots width, like two residential lots, so probably 200 feet, roughly. And this is where
our heart is, and what's going on there. It does give a nice, deep neighborhood retail.
But I think that's important, though, because if somebody wants to develop in the neighborhood retail, right, which is really the meat and potatoes of the city's...
Probably the most attractive subzone.
You don't want that too narrow, so I thought I'd err on that side.
I think it's fine myself.
But do we want to put a definite depth there?
We had talked about putting dimensions. We haven't had dimensions for 15 years or whatever it's been since these were first written.
We haven't, but it did come up with Rosegate that dimensions were important. So maybe...
I think if you put dimensions, you've got a starting point. And then if the commission and then council want to vary from that due to some development, then they can. But if there's nothing there, I think that's dangerous myself.
Yeah. So maybe if this commission is so inclined, the recommendation of the council includes adding dimensions to the sub-district map.
That's just my thought.
I think that would be something. I think it needs something a little more tangible than eyeball it, spitball.
Yeah. I agree.
So
meets and bounds.
Yeah. That log to that tree.
The big bush to the temple, the rock.
So.
Any other comments? Would entertain a motion to pass this on to the City Council to recommend the proposed amendments to the guidelines for the design and review of the Planning Commission development projects.
Maybe just go ahead.
Don't look at me, I can't do it.
And when you make the motion.
Jeff.
Why?
I'll take a stab at this. I move that we recommend the proposed amendments to the guidelines for the design and review of the planned commercial development projects, subject to the revisions as stated in our discussion this evening.
I second the motion.
Motion has been made and second. Comments? No comments. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Bon voyage, Yankee. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. This would be the fastest meeting we've had yet.
Sorry,
probably.
Maybe the City Council should take note.
Basketball game tonight. Usually that's the reason we're out early.
I would like to make a comment before we have that motion.
Okay.
As I've been on the commission for 11 years, or would be 11 in March, and this is my last meeting as I propose to resign or not accept being reappointed. I've been reappointed by three different mayors, and that's a great privilege to serve. And I've enjoyed every bit of it, even though I get grumpy sometimes. But it's been a great experience for me. I just wish I was 60 instead of 80, and we'd have a go at it. But I just want to tell you thank you for you folks, and over the years, there's been a lot, I've met a lot of good people on this commission. It's been a real pleasure, especially working with Chandler. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Well, I would like to ditto the same thing, since this is probably my last meeting too, although it becomes effective January 1st when they reassign us again, and I'm not up for it again. And like Don, I am almost 82 also. So it's time to let other people work on it. I've enjoyed it, and I wish you all the luck coming up this coming year. Now, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
For the last time?
For the last time.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Nay.
I guess it was moved.
Approved.
It's a weird motion.
We are done.